Hi, this is Abdul.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm with Opinion Research. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for asking. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about variety of public issues facing Ector County. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes, I believe so.
Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
I live within the city limits.
Thank you. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things in the wrong track?
I have no comment on that.
Okay. If you had to choose, let me just advise that there is no right or wrong answer. This is just based on your perception. So would you say that things in Ector County are going on the right or on the wrong track?
I think they're not that bad. They're pretty good.
Okay, that will be on the right track. Thank you. What is the most important issue facing Ector County?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it. Nothing at the moment that comes up. A multiple choice.
All right. So you do not have an idea of what is the most important issue facing Ector County right now?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes there's animals on the road. My wife likes to walk and drop off our kids to school. And there's dogs on the street that can get a little scary without any leash or anything.
Okay. All right. This may cause some traffic sometimes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. How would you rate economy conditions in Ector County? Would you say they are excellent, good, fair, or poor?
The area I'm in, I would say fair.
How would you rate the economic conditions? Would you say they're good, excellent, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you so much. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as is today?
Better.
Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned. After the job, we look to move out of the area.
Oh, all right. Thank you. I am making some notes as we speak. All right. I'm going to read a list qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me, how would you rate each in Ector County? You can choose from excellent, good, fair, or poor. So the first one, how would you rate offering job opportunities in your field? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, okay. What about quality of public schools?
That's also fair, I would say.
Fair. Thank you. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
I would say that's in good spot.
Good. Okay. What about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
That's poor.
Poor.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Okay. How about effective leadership from elected officials?
I would say poor as well. Haven't heard anybody.
Okay. Thank you. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Fair.
Thank you. How would you rate having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
No comment. I don't have any. I haven't been out. I don't know.
Okay. But for what you have seen, heard, generally speaking, how would you rate that?
I guess good.
Thank you. Thank you. What about public transportation?
I don't believe there is any.
Before. No public transportation? Okay, thank you. What about natural beauty and physical settings?
I'm sorry, natural?
Natural beauty and physical settings? Would you rate that as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor, okay. What about the availability of affordable housing?
I would say good.
Thank you. Availability of quality healthcare?
Quality healthcare?
Yes.
I would say poor.
Poor, okay. Public safety and low crime. How would you rate that?
I would rate that fair.
Fair? Thank you. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Kids park is around, but nothing ready for adults, so I would say fair.
Thank you. What about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Good.
I appreciate it. Moving on. Now, please rate Edgar County as a place to live for the following types of people. Again, on this one, you can rate them as excellent, good, fair, or poor. How would you rate Edgar County as a place to live for people living below the poverty line?
Good.
What about people like you?
Good.
What about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Depending on what they want, good, I would say.
Okay. What about families with children?
Fair.
How about racial and ethnic minorities?
Good.
How about... How would you rate Edgar County as a place to live for retirees?
I would have to go fair.
Okay, thank you. What about young, single people?
Fair.
Thank you. Immigrants from other countries?
Good. Excellent, actually.
Excellent. Okay, thank you. What about entrepreneurs and people starting new business?
Fair. I'm not really familiar.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Edgar County? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Life is good.
Good, okay. Over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Edgar County will improve, deteriorate, or will stay about the same?
A bunch of factors. It'll probably stay the same.
Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Edgar County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not so familiar.
Not too familiar, okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Edgar County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
I appreciate it. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
To move away from it?
Yes. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years?
Not too likely.
Not at all likely or not too likely?
Not too likely.
Thank you. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your neighborhood. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Okay, so graduate degree?
Yes.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent?
I don't have any. It changes.
Okay, so it will be other?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your age? Are you... Go ahead.
35.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child living with your in your household?
School-age?
A school-age child living in your household. Do you have any children that attend school?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian.
Asian.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $39,000? Between $40,000 and $74,999, or is it above $75,000?
Above $75,000.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Employee full-time. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male, female?
Male.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Just making sure. I'm so sorry about that. Some questions are just for statistical purposes only. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for helping me out, and I hope you have a beautiful day ahead.
Sure. Thank you.
You have a good night. Bye-bye.